There certainly has been lots of attention focused on the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline that runs along the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, and worry about the ecological and economic catastrophe that would result should that aging line rupture. But Detroit Free Press environmental writer Keith Matheny has found the Coast Guard seems to be even more concerned about an above-ground stretch of Line 5. Keith, where is the stretch and how long is it?
It's about a 90-mile stretch between Manistique and St. Ignace, so running roughly east-west in the Upper Peninsula. It's the line that takes the light crude oil and natural gas liquids to the Straits pipelines.
And you've talked with the U.S. Coast Guard. Why is their spill contingency specialist worried about this stretch?
They seem to think that a spill in the Straits in those pipes along the bottom is a low probability. What they say is it's a low probability but would be very catastrophic if it were to occur. They see a spill on this stretch that kind of roughly parallels US 2 highway up there in the UP as a much higher probability for a spill. And what's concerning about that is, by our count, it passes under at least 20 rivers and creeks that feed into northern Lake Michigan. At points, it's within a half mile of the lake. So, I mean, you sort of do the math. If a spill were to occur and impact one of those rivers or streams, it's going to get to the Great Lakes relatively quickly. So there we have another potential problem from Line 5, you know, impacting the Great Lakes.
And I got the distinct impression from your story in the Free Press, it's a tough area to stage response crews and command posts and even get internet.
Definitely the Coast Guard contingency specialist based in Sault Ste. Marie, his name is Stephen Keck, relayed those concerns to me. I will tell you, Enbridge officials, as they do with the Straits pipelines, maintain that they've got it under control, that they have a very kind of strict monitoring protocol for these pipes. They have people and equipment staged at various points in the UP to respond were anything to happen in those areas. And they claim, you know, they have a radio system on the pipeline itself that can patch into the phone lines in the area, the landlines. So they say the fact that it's a very rural area and communication is often difficult there in terms of cell phones or radio systems isn't a problem. However, they also say that these local fire departments in the area, you know, and medical and police would be the first responders likely to any sort of spill there. And I can tell you from talking to these folks in the past, a lot of those UP communities, they have dwindling populations, you know, real difficult economic times up there, a lot of retirees, so they don't have able-bodied young people who are around during the day to man a volunteer fire department. So they really struggle with the size of their departments there, you know, to deal with things like fires. One can only imagine, you know, what would that would be like on a spill.
Interesting. You also pointed out an interesting thing in your story about who has authority over these pipelines. And you say the state of Michigan has clear authority over those pipelines at the bottom of the Straits. But what about these pipelines along US 2?
They're actually regulated by a federal agency. It's the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. It's called PHMSA for short. They regulate pipeline systems throughout the United States, and they've come under a lot of criticism from environmental groups over, you know, what's perceived as a pretty cozy relationship with the oil and gas industry. They're seen as a pretty permissive regulator by a lot of people.
Keith Matheny, Detroit Free Press. Keep us posted on what you learn about keeping a very close and watchful eye on Line 5.
Thanks very much.
Meanwhile, an environmental group is suing the federal government, claiming it's giving pipeline owners and operators a free pass on developing plans for dealing with major oil spills. That suit filed today by the National Wildlife Federation claims the Department of Transportation was ordered to write regulations and review companies' spill response plans 20 years ago, but never has. The department issued rules last week to help prevent oil and gas pipeline accidents. That lawsuit says there still are not adequate plans for worst-case spills.